Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The cranberry is a little red tart fruit with a big punch, and Wisconsin produces more of this power-packed berry than any other state in the U.S. The timing of the harvest depends on the berry. Right now, harvesting berries as fresh fruit is the priority. Tom Lochner, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, shares more on the upcoming harvest and outlook for growers.
We're on track for harvest for 2022. Right now, growers are all getting the harvest equipment ready, and it's a little bit of a waiting game as the fruit continues to size up with warm weather. And then toward the end of the month and into September, we'll start to see the color come on the fruit and harvest will get underway.
What challenges have they had to face this season, or what have you seen come up?
Well, it's been, there's always new challenges every growing season. I think most growers, you know, we dealt with a little bit of rain, a little bit too much rain, and the usual pest problems that we have during the year. I think overall it's been a pretty good growing season in terms of the weather, and that's, you know, about 85% of the crop is due to what Mother Nature gives us. But at the end of the day, we have to take what Mother Nature gives us, and it looks like we're going to have a pretty decent crop this year.
So you mentioned pests. What key pests or diseases should growers be watching for?
Right now, the pest season is pretty much winding up. They're usually in the spring and during the summer, they're looking at controlling weeds in the bed, and they can do that in a number of ways with managing the canopy so that they have a good dense canopy of vines to prevent weeds from growing. And then they can also put on a pre-emergent herbicide in the spring. They may wipe weeds with some Roundup during the growing season. They monitor for pests using integrated pest management throughout the growing season. And usually the pests that we have to be concerned about are ones that either chew on the vegetative material or get into the fruit. And their populations have been maybe a little bit below most years. And in terms of disease, we have a little bit of fruit rot disease that we have to keep an eye out for. But here in Wisconsin, because we have the colder winters, we have fewer disease issues than growers on the east and west coast. May have a warmer winter than we do here.
What has changed over the years for the members' operations?
Well, there's been a lot of changes, like the rest of agriculture. We're constantly looking at new technologies for growing the crop and adapting technologies from other sectors of agriculture to apply to cranberry. So growers are using GPS. They're looking at moving toward more precise and precision ag type of practices. Water conservation has been a big issue for us, and we've seen a lot of changes in those technologies in terms of irrigation. Our overall management strategies have changed pretty dramatically, to be honest with you, just to deal with changing conditions that are out there, whether it's weather, managing nutrients, or managing water. Of course, we've had to deal with that. And we've seen a lot of changes, for example, in harvesting technology and then how we treat the fruit after we bring it out of the fields.
How is transportation affecting production, whether that's getting drivers or even gas prices? What's going on there?
Well, we're getting hit pretty hard by gas fuel prices and energy prices. Growers rely on either diesel or electric pumps to irrigate, and they use them for frost protection. So we've seen those prices increase along with the prices of fertilizer. And really everything that we use on the farm have gone up in costs. In terms of transporting, I know the trucking companies that move the fruit from the farm to the processing and cleaning plants, they're facing challenges every year. And I think this year, like every other year, that, you know, finding drivers is a challenge. And hopefully we'll have enough people to get us through harvest again this year.
What is the bloom period?
The bloom usually occurs in late June and early July. The cranberries will come into bloom, depending on some of the earlier varieties come in, obviously, earlier, and some of the other ones come in a little bit later. But it's usually late June to early July.
How many different varieties are there that are being grown in Wisconsin?
Well, there's probably at least, I would say, 15 to 20 different varieties that are being grown. We're seeing new varieties come online as a result of investment by growers and improvement programs, both at UW-Madison and at institutions like Rutgers in New Jersey. So those new varieties are coming on. They have some unique traits that growers are looking for, whether it's fruit size and yield, but also fruit quality and timing of when the fruit ripens, so growers can stay stagger their harvest, not to have to harvest everything at once, but they can do it over time. So we're seeing a lot of those new varieties come online, and as a result, we're becoming much more productive in terms of per acre yields here in Wisconsin.
So what are you expecting for a yield this year?
A couple of growers that I ask, they tell me they'll let me know what their crop estimate is when the last truck leaves the yard in October after harvest. But we're expecting the crop forecast to come out this week from the U.S. Cranberry Marketing Committee. I heard somebody that the Ag Statistics Service put a projection out last week that we would be up here in Wisconsin. And I think we're going to be up from last year. Last year, we had a very short crop. We were in the 4 million barrel range. And a typical crop or an average crop for Wisconsin would be 5 to 5.5 million barrels. And I think we're going to fall in that range.
What do you think caused that decrease of the 4?
That's the question everybody was asking after last year. I think it's just a combination of weather events. Both in the fall last year, we had some different weather and some harsh weather that may have come in and caused some damage to the vines and the fruit bud. And again, this is in 2020 and 2021. And then we had a really hot spring last year, and the plants started to grow and took off. And then we had some really cold weather, which slowed them down. And so we saw some damage on that. But I think overall, it was due to the weather, even though people are looking at every aspect and every factor that's involved. But it was just a very challenging growing season for growers in 2021.
What should consumers look for when purchasing high-quality cranberries?
I think, you can look and see if they've got a USDA approval on them. Buying here in Wisconsin, the fruit quality, especially the fresh fruit quality, has increased dramatically. Our growers work very hard to make sure that they're delivering the highest quality crop they can. And we've seen a lot of technology in the packing houses that does a real good job of sorting the fruit, so that only the best berries are going into the bags. And here, consumers can be pretty confident that if they're buying cranberries here in the state of Wisconsin, they come from Wisconsin, no matter what label's on the bag, and they're going to be of high quality.
Is there anything else that consumers or producers should know for this year's crop?
Well, I just think, we're going to get into the harvest season, and we'll know more as the crop comes on. There's still a bit of time before we get into harvest, but it is a great time of the year for growers and for the communities that have cranberry growing in. We hope that people can get out during the fall, and as they travel around central Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin, they can take in one of the festivals that's held in September and October, or they can just see harvest from the roads, the highways around central Wisconsin. And when you get a fall day with the fall colors and blue sky and blue water with red cranberries floating on it, it's really a Wisconsin tradition and a beautiful place to be. We've had a good season. This year's been exciting for us as an industry and organization. We've brought the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station online and completed some major projects there, and have rolled into an operational phase from the construction phase. And our research faculty have been working real hard on some specific issues that the growers had questions about, and we've got a tremendous platform for not only gaining more information about how to do a better job of growing cranberries, but then also a platform that allows us to provide education programs from the facility for the growers.
Tom Lochner, the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, on the upcoming harvest outlook and important things to look for. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.